Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Kelowna Public Library Director Trevor Sherping and Director of Youth Services Olivia Kaler about the library's success in 2022. How long have you been in your respective roles at the Kelowna Public Library?
We were hired as co-directors in March of 2020.
Well, I'd say that was a pretty good decision because you guys had a pretty record-breaking year, so I think congratulations are in order.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
You had a record-breaking number of participants take part in your summer reading program this year. Olivia, what do you do at the library to encourage these young people to keep reading?
We try really hard to make all of our purchases based on our current reading trends. We take into account the books that are requested the most, and we try to just keep buying new stuff along that same line. We also have taken some creative opportunities to make the library a more welcoming place, just to break out of the shh, everybody has to be quiet all the time, and make it more of a family-friendly kid environment.
And what are some things that contributed to that environment?
We added a STEAM center to the children's area. It's a really fun, creative space. It's filled with Kiva planks and Legos and Kinects and art supplies and coloring pages. And it's all stuff that's meant to be played with here in the library. So maybe it's because there's a littler kid in your family and they want to play with the baby toys. The STEAM center was meant for the kids that are elementary age. Or maybe mom and dad want time to look for adult books in the adult section, and there's a safe place for their kids to hang out and have something to occupy their time while mom and dad are hunting.
Turning to you, Trevor, the library also, in addition to the record-breaking numbers for summer reading, saw their highest circulation of hard copy materials ever. What do you attribute to those numbers?
That was really exciting to see how popular our library has become over the last couple of years. I think it's a couple things. I think the first one, kind of going off of what Olivia just talked about, making the library a more welcoming and accessible place, we're always trying to find ways to remove barriers and just help people get the services and resources that they need, whether that's removing barriers to things like interlibrary loans, or more recently what we did this summer was we eliminated overdue fines on all materials here in the building. The other thing that I think I attribute it to is our staff. I know every week multiple patrons come up or email me saying how wonderful our staff is, how nice it is to come and spend time here. We're just very lucky to have colleagues who are passionate about library services and also serving our community.
You kind of touched on this a little, Olivia, with some people's perceptions about libraries. A lot of people may just picture them as the big buildings that have a bunch of books. They might be older, they might be very quiet, but that's clearly not the case in Kelowna. What are some other activities or things available at the library, aside from that STEAM area that you had mentioned, for people to take part in?
Absolutely. We also recently started a board game checkout. So people can come in and pick from a wide variety of age-appropriate board games to play here. If they want to check out and hang out at the library, they can check out the board game and play it here. They can take it home and play it with their family. We also installed an AWE computer in the children's area, thanks to a Washington County Riverboat grant in the city of Kelowna. We got that computer up and running a few months ago, and it has games and interactive educational apps for kids ages 2 to 7. Obviously, anyone older than 7 can play any of the games that they want to, too. It's pretty interesting. There's independent play for kids that are older than 6 and 7 years old, but then there's some parent-centered stuff as well for the younger group. And then we also have programming every week. Every Friday morning at 10 a.m., we have toddler time. Every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m., we have a preschool story time. And then lately, on Wednesday afternoons, we've been doing an early out hangout. Mid Prairie has had a lot of Wednesday early outs this school year, and so kids are welcome to come hang out here with us. Kindergarten through fifth grade are welcome to come and spend time at the library. And then I do a lot of community outreach, too, I guess. We have a presence in the Mid Prairie School District as well as the Kids Country Club Daycare.
Outside of the stuff that you do consistently throughout the week, are there any other big events coming up at the library that you'd like to promote?
Currently, we have our Adopt-A-Book program going on. It's a fun, kind of unique way to give a gift to someone in your family and the library benefits from it. You pay $8 for a brand new hardcover children's book, and you get to promote it, I guess, or put it in honor of someone in your family. You get a handmade ornament then to give to the person that you are memorializing or honoring, and we get to add the book to our collection.
Are there any other ways that people can help support the library and maybe look to beat those numbers from this year in 2023?
Yeah, sure. I think the easiest way for people to support the library is obviously to come visit and explore our collections. Over the last couple of years, we've done a lot to try and add new and exciting things. So I would welcome people to come just see what's new. Also, if for some reason you avoided the library because you had fines on your card, those have all been forgiven. So we welcome all of those people back to come start over, use the library once more. If for some reason you come in and you can't find something that you're looking for at the library, we hope that you would let a librarian know. We're here to serve the community, and we're always looking for new resources or services to add. The other big way to support the library, I think first we have to recognize the unfortunate reality that libraries are always under scrutiny, facing calls for budget cuts. So I think if you are a patron of the library and you're a fan of what we do here, the best thing you could do would be to share your experience with your elected official, whether that's city councilors or county supervisors, especially this time of year when we're finalizing budget decisions for the next fiscal year.
Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up our time here?
You can always look for updates, new programs, events that we're hosting on our Facebook page or on our website. We try to keep that calendar as updated as possible, and I frequently add events to our Facebook page.
That was Trevor Sherping and Olivia Kaler joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Kelowna Public Library. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.